So basically, legally, everyone involved, everyone surrounding, meaning the US and Mexico, need to agree on a name. If we do not agree, the name stays legally.
Okay. Yeah, my Google Maps still says Gulf of Mexico.
God bless.
Would actually be crazy if my Google Maps right now said the Gulf of America.
Pal, I think it's going to happen. I really read that.
I would have to. No, I love Google Maps. I can't go to the other one. What's the other one? Apple Maps? I hate Apple Maps.
Yeah. It never works.
So bad. Like, so many people love it. And I'm like, why?
I used to love it. And then I needed to accept that I never got to places right because it sucks. And I was like, okay, it sucks, whatever.
Apple Maps says Gulf of Mexico too.
There we go. I also don't think, like, I don't want it to be the Gulf of Mexico just because I'm in Mexico. I just think that's a stupid thing to work towards. Like,
yeah, I agree.
We don't need that.
When was it called the Gulf of Mexico? Like, when was that name established?
No.
When did the Gulf?
It's like America. America is the continent, not the US country.
Got the name the Gulf of Mexico in the 1550s. I think we need to calm down. Let's let it go.
Oh my God. There's so like more important topics that US needs to cover.
Seriously.
As a country. Like every country, you know?
Literally every other topic out there we could be worrying about besides this. But a serious debate that we should pose to listeners, Google Maps versus Apple Maps, that is a serious debate that we should be worrying about here on the Goal Getter podcast.
Yeah.
because I am definitely a Google Maps girl.
Ditto.
Cannot do Apple Maps. Don't know why anyone likes it. No, I need all my very detailed streets.
Yeah.
While I'm driving. Yes.
Same. I never know where I'm going. Never. No. I barely know how to get to my house.
Apple Maps does not show me enough. I need to feel like I'm in the map to get where I'm going. So I can't just have like this like square next to me. I need like a detailed image of the building next to me to know that I'm in the right place.
Yeah. Speaking of important topics, this is very important, you guys.
Hey everyone, I'm Grace and welcome back to the Goal Getter podcast, your go-to space for empowering women to rise, thrive, and hear incredible stories from fellow women proving that anything is possible. In today's world, women still seem to be treated as second class and not as motivated or strong as their male counterparts, and we're here to simply prove that wrong. So we've had two interviews so far, one with Elle Oda, Chief Strategy Officer and board member of the Renegade Relief Runners in Ukraine, and one with Chloe Grant, a sustainable lingerie designer. Two very different fields of work, but both super impressive women following their own ambitions for how they see themselves making this world a better place for everybody around them. If you've missed those interviews, please jump back and give them a listen. You definitely won't regret it. So today, Nat and I are answering some of your questions you've left on our social accounts, and I'm pretty excited for this. Hopefully we can help a few of you work through some issues you're having in the workplace and just have some fun with it. What are you thinking, pal?
I love this. This is the very first time we're asking our audience questions. So thank you so much for asking so many questions. It's always so interesting to hear what's on people's minds when it comes to work, career growth, and just navigating life in general. So I feel like the best advice is always the kind of that comes from real experiences, which is what we're going to do. We're going to talk from our own experiences. I'm excited. We received more questions that we'd anticipated. So thank you so much for sharing with them.
Amazing. Okay, our first question, jumping right into it, and I'll let you go first on this, pal. But what is your advice for breaking out of a career rut?
Yeah, so this might sound cheesy, but I always try to look on the bright side. And don't get me wrong, if there is a bright side, no need to create one if there's no one. So that doesn't mean ignoring real struggles. But if a job is making you miserable, sometimes the best thing is just to walk away, right? But if you actually enjoy what you're doing, it and you just like stuck or not motivated or uninspired, my advice would be first to talk to someone you trust. This is something that I often say, but I don't often follow my own advice. But we live and we work in like a digital world, right? It's always on screen, basically. So I think we need to disconnect, but then reconnect with actual human beings. So work has like seasons, like life. Some are like more challenging than others, but I just found that voicing my feelings to my girlfriend, a friend, my mom, it helped me so much because since they are outside of the situation, they bring a fresh perspective and they're like standing from a different point of view. And sometimes since I'm very deep in what I'm feeling and in the situation, I don't see clearly, like I don't see all the moving parts, all the pieces, of the story. So it helps me get a fresh perspective from them. That's one. And two, I always, in every single situation, I ask myself like the basics, what, why, how, when, like, why am I doing this? What's my personal goal with this? What do I want to achieve? Is this challenge leading me somewhere greater? Sometimes reframing the situation reminds me of the bigger picture and it helps me push through. And I just put like everything in a balance. Like, is this challenge worth it for me? Do I want to push through? Do I want to like move forward? Or is this, I don't know, like very difficult for me? Maybe I should just walk away. You know, that would be my advice.
Yeah. No, those are two really good points. I liked this question a lot because I think it's something that I've been thinking about in my own life very recently and over the past year or so. So just a few months ago, as some of you guys might know, I was feeling super stuck in a job that I've been in for the past 4 years. It was my first job out of college, and I felt like it was just time for something new. And now I'm speaking to you as an unemployed professional job applier, I guess, at the moment. But that's okay. We're getting places. But so I've come up with a few tips that I wanted to share from like my personal experience. And the first one is assess why you're in a rut. Definitely take a step back, reflect on why you feel stuck. Is it the lack of challenge? Is it burnout? Is it kind of almost too much routine? For me, it was definitely burnout, plain and simple. My employer was expecting me to run a marketing department without any increase in compensation, title, or recognition for the increased workload they had placed on me. So understanding why I felt like I was in that rut helped me figure out what position I wanted to be in the future. So if you figure out what is making you or what is putting you in that rut, hopefully you can figure out if it's the position you're in, or is it the company that you're in as a whole? And those are two very different places to be. So my second point is assess what's holding you back from making a change. Are you afraid of failure? Is the idea of change overwhelming? Maybe you feel stuck but comfortable where you are, or you love your coworkers and just can't imagine going into another office without them. This is definitely something that I struggled with. I stayed in my last job way too long simply because I loved my coworkers. And that's great. But I think we were slightly trauma bonded. But that's not a reason to stay in a rut for years and years and years. And in hindsight, that was not a good reason to stay. And you never know what amazing opportunity lies ahead of you if you don't take that leap of faith and try something new. So to wrap up my answer for this question, I'll just say being in a career rut is so real. Everyone's been there. Don't feel alone. Set some goals for yourself. Start applying to jobs that seem interesting. Attend networking events. Tell friends and family you're deciding to look for your next thing and just kind of go from there. There's no rush, but at the same time, you don't want to stay stuck once you realize you are in a career rut.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And like you said, and this is something that we're doing right now. We're just talking to each other, and that's helpful, sharing what we're feeling so we can give each other advice. So that's great. But now, pal, how to deal with coworkers who just want to pick up a fight and argue about the simplest things?
Yeah, this is a fun one. I've definitely been there, and I think you have as well, pal. But first and foremost, stay calm. It's very easy to get caught up in the tension or drama of it all. But sometimes you just need to listen where your coworker is coming from. Sometimes you can de-escalate the situation without it getting out of hand. Also, definitely pick your battles. not every disagreement is worth your energy. If it's something small, just let it go and focus on the bigger picture. Your time and mental space are 1,000% worth spending on something else. However, I say that knowing that not all situations you're able to de-escalate yourself, and that's fine as well. Like if it's your manager or another senior level person at your organization coming after you for no reason besides they love a fight, that's a completely different conversation. If that's the situation, set boundaries, don't make it personal, know when it's time to involve another higher level manager, HR person, or worst comes to worse, know when it's time to start looking for a new job. Well, if it's someone at your same level, try to talk it out. Maybe they're going through something at home and they don't actually mean to be taking it out on you. But if it's a senior employer or manager or HR person themselves coming at you simply because they're on a power trip, it's not worth it. It's not just your problem at that point. It might be a whole institutional problem, and probably better to remove yourself from that situation before it gets even more toxic than it already is.
Yeah. I think you summarized it pretty well, but, and I think I approach the situation the same way you just mentioned, but if I were to add something else, I think, which is basically what you just said, it just be the bigger person, right? Be the bigger person in the room. I know it's frustrating to let things slide, but that's not really the point. It's about choosing your battles, like you said, pal. There are so many steps you can take before even engaging in an argument. So stay calm, think before you respond or do anything, and don't get pulled into unnecessary drama. I think if someone is picking a fight over nothing, don't play that game, you know, walk away. And of course, again, if it's becoming a real issue or affecting your work, your mental health, speak up to the right person or your team, because no one should have to deal with constant negativity in work. And, you know, this reminds me of something my mom often says, you know, as you may already know, she's in the education field, such as Grace's mom. So she, after 40 years of career, she says, like, she constantly faces people, like, within the staff who are just trying to drag each other down. And my mom says, like, if they only knew that if you do well, we all do well. You know, it's not a race. Like, it's not a pyramid. There's not like a big prize at the end of the day that we are all fighting for. No, if you do well in your department, other departments grow. If I grow, you grow, we grow. And then we have, I don't know, more students, or depending on the industry, we get more clients and we all grow. We all may get to receive more money. We all, you know, but if we are thinking individually, we don't think as a collective, as a team, we're not going to get anywhere. And I mean, it depends, of course, where you're working, but oftentimes it's like you are essential to the company, to the organization. So you're not competing with anyone. You're not, unless you are, of course, if that's your situation, walk away or do something about it. But if not, really don't think, I would say, don't be that selfish, right? Don't pick up fights about nothing. Try to collaborate, try to empower others, try to say, okay, I don't know what you're doing. I wouldn't be able to do what you do, but with what I do, I can help you with X, Y, and Z. You know, that's my thought. And I hope like everyone gets to feel this way and, you know, have this environment at work. But if you don't, like Grace said, just be the bigger person. That would be my ultimate advice.
Yeah. Definitely. I love that. And if you have had a crazy experience, we'd love to hear it. Definitely DM us on Instagram and let us know your story. We'll keep everything anonymous, of course, but we would love to hear from you guys.
Absolutely. So
wrapping up this quick episode, we have one more question. I'm going to give this one to you first, pal. Have you ever experienced sexism in the workplace? And if so, how did you overcome it?
This is a very interesting question. And first of all, to whoever asked it, because we're keeping it anonymous, thank you so much. This is a brave and vulnerable question for sure. And all of us women, we do experience it, right? Right? Am I right, guys? But I do remember one specific time. I think I have, maybe I do have like that many examples, and maybe I do, but the very first thing that I thought when I saw this question was, I think I was 20, 21. Like, I was still in college. It was my very first not paid internship, I may add. But yeah, I had to film like an ad campaign, like on the street. And while walking down the street, we passed by a construction site where a group of workers started like catcalling me, you know.
Oh, ew.
It was awful. I even felt like not safe, like vulnerable. But anyway, but I was walking with a male colleague. So it was just the two of us about to film something blocks away. But what made it worse is that my male colleague, someone I was working with, just laughed it off. And he was making fun of the situation. He was laughing at me, and he found it like that very funny while they were like whistling and shouting stuff to me. And at the end of the day, we were there to work, you know, and it's, I mean, I'm not talking about the workers necessarily, but my peer, I mean, while it's not his fault that those men lack basic respect and have mommy issues, apparently, the fact that, you know, the fact that he contributed to that moment by dismissing the situation made me feel even more vulnerable, you know, and insecure and not safe. And I wasn't even... I shouldn't be saying this, but I wasn't even in front of the camera for the ad campaign that day. So it had nothing to do with how I looked. But then again, the fact that I have to justify myself, I didn't dress like this. Why are they calling me? That's wrong too. You know, it never matters what you're wearing or what you're doing. No one is entitled to disrespect you. And let's be honest, if I were a man, I highly doubt that anyone would be calling me in the first place. I'm probably sure my male colleague then probably would have stood up for me instead of laughing in the first place.
Preach, pal. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, I think I've had not a similar experience, but I've definitely experienced sexism in the workplace. And I'm sorry you had to go through that, because catcalling, living in New York, that is a constant, and it's incredibly frustrating. And I don't know what goes through someone's mind when they're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be gross right now.
Right.
Anyway, so I actually have reported someone to HR once for repeatedly attributing all of my ideas to some guy on my team. This person like also refused to look women in the eyes in meetings, which was kind of crazy, and would also send thank you emails to all the men on the team for their work, completely ignoring all the contributions by the women team members. So I finally got fed up with it all, and I wrote this guy up and submitted it to HR. At the end of the day, nothing was done, so I can't say it made a huge difference or not, but it definitely made me feel better to be able to write it down and get multiple witnesses to sign on. So I didn't feel like it was all in my head. I wasn't making it up, which is important for overcoming this type of situation, for not letting it drag you down. So I would say, if it's happening to you, first of all, I'm so sorry. No woman deserves to be treated with such disrespect. And second, keep a record of it for sure. Write down all the instances that occurred, and if possible, get a few witnesses to sign on. Even if HR does nothing at the time, you know in your heart it's not right, and you're not imagining it, which is super important for your mental health. Plus, if it keeps going, you have a clear record of the entire time span from the first time it happened to present. And lastly, yeah, as Nat said, fuck that guy. He's probably his mommy issues, and it's gonna be incredibly lonely when all the women in his life realize how big of a dick he is. So yeah, you're better off and probably happier.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, I think it comes back to the second question we were asking in this episode. We are the bigger person. Right? Not just for being women. No. But just for being respectful, you know, towards others. Like, that's just basic rules for the human experience. I love this conversation. Sexism in the workplace or anywhere in life should never, ever be normalized. And we hope you know that, ladies, we deserve to work, walk, and exist without being objectified or dismissed. And if you ever find yourself in a similar situation, remember, you are not overreacting, you are not being too sensitive, and you don't have to just laugh it off or just ignore it. Speak up when you can, support other women. That's very important, to support each other, and call out the behavior when it's safe to do so, which is also important. You don't have to speak right away. if you do so, that's fine too. But if you want to wait and until you feel safe, or if you want to talk to someone you trust first, that's completely fine. But I think the thing is, you need to speak up and remove yourself from the situation if it's dangerous, because respect isn't a privilege. It's the bare minimum. So any final comments, pal?
That you deserve some snaps for that. That was so good. No final comments. But if anyone else has any stories they want to share with us or questions they want us to answer, please keep sending them our way. I really love the questions, honestly. So maybe we do some more audience question episodes in the future. So definitely keep sending those our way.
Yeah, they were great. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for thank you to everyone who tuned in. These conversations matter, and we are so grateful to have a community that's open to discussing the real challenges we as women face in the workplace and beyond. So tune in next week. We have an interview with the Mexican baker, businesswoman, mom, all important titles. But you'll need to tune in next week to find out. So make sure to follow us on Instagram at GoldGetHerPodcast for updates and great content. And don't forget to tune in. We have weekly episodes you don't want to miss. So see you next week.
Woo. Bye, everybody.